Morning, this past week, Tafsir Daf Mem Zayin, in the fourth parak, Maseches Ksubis. Probably should start with the Mishnah Mem Vav Mem Beis. That first sugya is an important sugya. It'll come up again. So let's see the Mishnah. This line itself is something that we have to think about. The Mishnah says, we're talking about this chusim, the rights that the Av has in his daughter concerning Kiddushin. And he says that he has Kiddushin rights. Now, we're familiar with these three things. This is actually the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin says, these are the three ways that the Erisin is accomplished. Mekudesh is Kiddushin, Erisin. These are two words for the same thing that we've seen in the past. The Mishnah uses lashon of kinyan. It's not obviously a simple ownership, but there's some kind of transactions, right, which is accomplished, which creates the bond. Akoponim.
Is kibbutz also a kinyan?
I don't know. Well, we'll see. I don't know. But let's try to focus on what we have with Fanenu. We have enough to discuss what's in front of us here. So now this Mishnah tells us that in the three ways that an Isha is Niknis, now in relation to a father with a daughter, so Krashi, the daughter that we're talking about is Bekatnus Uvenairis, right? This is Bekatna Zuvenairus. Basically, till she becomes a Begeris. Right, which is it's 6 months after Nairus. Nairus is depending on bringing Simonim. It's not necessarily a year, a date, you know, relation to when she's born, right? It could be that it works in conjunction with that, bringing Simana maybe at an earlier date before the age of Yud Beis Shonim. We might not honor those Simonim as Simonim, but Akapana, but it's the Simonim really which is Kibbeh Halacha as Nairis, right? And Nairis is ain't been nice to back till shisha chadoshim. So how is that koi bebita kiddushay bekesef v'shtab? Now, what does it mean? What does it mean that the av is koi concerning these three ifanim of kiddushin? The av has chosim, has rights, certain benefits from it. So right, let's see the Rashi. Rashi says as follows: bekiddushay bekesef shekesef kiddushay ho shaloi. When Rashi is explaining the Mishnah that his rights concerning Kiddushay Kesef, on that Rashi says is that Kiddusheho Shaloi. We're referring to the exchange of monies, right? That Kesef, whatever is used, is Shaloi. He's the one that benefits from the monetary aspect of it.
He also has the right to do the
situation. So Rashi doesn't say that over here, right? Right, and that's a point that we want to point out over here, that Rashi does not mention that over here. When you look at the next Rashi or so, right, in Shtar, what does Rashi say? Rashi says Shem Kivil Shtar Erisin Oleho Harezim Mekudeshes. That's the aloha of Shtar, that the way it's done, right? The Gemara Kedushin, price of Rashi, right? That the Baal gives over a shtar to the isha. In this case, it's the av who's accepting the shtar eresin, her is mekudeshes. So over here, Rashi points out, like Rabbi Eliyahu was saying, that a little different point. Rashi over here is focusing on that he has the ability to create the transaction by his accepting of the shtar. I raise the mekudeshes. Now he could have said the same thing by kesef also. All right. So true that Rashi by kesef is adding an aspect, but l'chor you have this basic idea also, right? L'chor there's two things, right? L'chor there's two things over here that the av could create the kiddushin. And aside from that, but if there's any monetary in it, then he gets it. Shekesef kiddushah shaloi. Now, one could even be ma'ir like this, that, so the Rashi, right, it's clear that there's a little difference in the Rashi. The first Rashi talks about the monetary aspect of it, and the second Rashi talks about that he has the power. He's considered, you know, a bailam over here, kinira, that he could do the ma'aseh kiddushin, and it's valid. So one might have said that akoponim. The reason why Rashi is saying two different things over here is because, you know, in the kesef, Rashi is highlighting the monetary aspect of it. B'shtar, there's no monetary aspect in it. It's just the kiddushin, just creating the transaction. So that's why Rashi just focuses on that. But even now, one could get a little technical, right? Because we do find in the Gemara in different places that the Gemara does talk about the monetary aspect of the shtar itself, right? That's the Lotzur al Pitzul Chisa. The Gemara talks about, right, stopping up his jog. His jog, you know, especially
so it's not have a sharaputa.
Right. That's true. Right. But it could, right? They could, and even if it's not a sharaputa, but there's still lots of apisuchus, it still works even if it's less than a pruta.
Right?
What does that mean? It means to stop up a jog.
You know, today,
many wines come with a cork. You know, you take out the cork, right? And once you take out the cork, it's very difficult to put it back in. Yeah. So, you know, you need to even sell you these, you know, rubber corks that you put in, you know, for over here. So in times anymore, they didn't have that, but, you know, but you pull out your old star, you know, and you put it in, right? Akoponim. Yeah, but that might explain this a little bit, the difference in the Rashi, even though we would still question why Rashi didn't mention in the first Rashi this aspect also, that Kabbalah's Kiddushay Kesef, that Harezu Mekudeshes.
Do you think what's pushing Rashi is that he didn't, because he doesn't feel like the shtar is chashiv, that it wanted to tell us that chiddush, or that the value of it, or that he wants to make a chiddush by each one of these different things, so each one of them has its own chiddush?
I don't know if it necessarily has to be, but maybe that's how to understand. Why is the Mishnah elaborating each one? So maybe that's right. Maybe, you know, each one has their point. Even though, you know, they all really have the basic point of shtar, that's fundamental. But okay, maybe shtar, you know, it just has the fundamental idea. Right? We'll see as we go further. But that could be, right? Maybe Rashi is highlighting the chiddush and kesef. Right? That definitely, right? You see from the sugyas hashas, the Gemara by us, that's definitely part of the halacha over here in kesef, at least in kesef. Now it's kedai to point out right now also, and we'll see as we go through the Gemara, like this, that we're talking about bekatnos and benayrus. So when she's a ktano, she can't accomplish the transaction right, herself, since she's a ketana. Gemara uses a lotion of ein lo yad, right? We'll have to see exactly what that means. What is that chesoron that the Gemara is stressing?
Ein lo
yad. She doesn't have any. This why she can't ein lo yad. If you would have asked us, probably we would have said ein lo das, right? Right. What do we mean with this ein lo yad? Okay. We'll maybe we'll talk about it then. Right, but a tana definitely she can't. She can't. A naira she could. She's a bazdas. She could be mekadesh herself. Right. So when we're talking about this first aspect that the av, right, could do the kiddushin. So let's even speak out just a little bit, just to open things up a little bit over here. Pretty much, you know, every kinyan or every transaction, you know, has in it the action, and there's das which is necessary that there's das that this action is being done for the purpose of accomplishing this transaction. Right, there's always two things, right? You know, with das alone, right, usually you can't accomplish anything, right? You know, even if you concentrate very hard, but that's not going to get things rolling. Right? We need to have a Maisa Kinyan, but the Maisa Kinyan itself also doesn't work by itself, right? So there's a conjunction over here, right? Two things come together. If someone does a Maisa Kedushin for the purpose of accomplishing this kinyan, this transaction, then, you know, if it's done according with all the proper conditions that is necessary, then things will happen.
Right? It has to be das for both of them.
Possibly, right?
The master and the kohen.
Yeah. Okay, depending on what we're dealing about, right? You know, there's different kinds of transactions, but primarily, you're right. Right.
Is gerushin a transaction?
So that's an example, right? Exactly. Right, yeah, you did different things. So that's why, right? You know, that's primarily true, but it's not absolutely true. Okay, right? And even in yibum, like we saw, right? That even mitzad the yovam, right? There are the necessary conditions. Even mitzad him are very limited, right? Boy, if him say right that he's kind of even as long as he needs to have that to do the mice, not even the transaction of him. Okay, fine. So now when we're talking about an av that he's able to do it, so really there are a couple of points over here, right, which we have to just think about. We have. Rashi says, "Shem kibul shtar erisin harezim kudeshes." So he's talking about the ma'isa, right? And if he does the ma'isa, right, then she's mukudeshes, right? I mean, l'chora, like we just mentioned before, ma'isa alone doesn't work, and you know, so it's really his das also, right? That we'll see in the Gemara, speaking exactly ish hazeh, right? Is really the das creating the transaction. Definitely if she's a ketana, right, there is no other das, so you know we need his das. Now exactly how it works, there's a concept by many things, including kiddushin. Shlichus. So one could think could be mistapik over here, right? Maybe we'll bring Rayas over here from the Gemara, but just in an initial chakide, right? that the Av could do it. I mean, Shlich also could do it. So is this like mitam shlichus? Is this really what this is? And like, it's just like he's like an automatic shliach. Is that what it is? But the mechanics, how it works, is really just a shliach.
He's the Baal
Gavra.
What? He's the Baal Gavra.
It's okay. So you want to say that he's more than a shliach,
right? As a father, he's much more.
Okay. Very good. Right. I just was bringing out the point over here, right? Is he merely an automatic shliach, or like Rabbi Yoel saying, is that no? He's zakoi, right? Zakoi. Taka sounds like that. This is his chosen, right? He's taka has a bailus over here in the kiddushin, and by exercising his bailus, right, that's how he's creating his kiddushin, coming from his bailus. Very good, right? That's luchar de mashmois over here. A ktana, right? Ktana really can't make a shliach. Not shaykh shliach is really on ktana, so that really wouldn't be hard to explain how that works. But we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara, right? They're also mashmois, right? So therefore, it's not merely a shliach that he's like an automatic appointee to do for her, but like we're saying that no, that this is his. It's his, and that will bring us to the next level over here. That let's talk about a naira, right? When we say that an av could be mekadesh a naira, so we're saying that you have the two parts. You have the maisa. He'll accept the kesef. He'll accept the shtar. You have the das, right, which is the intention that goes along with the action. Now, what about if you want a naira? She also has das. Let's say she's not interested in the shidduch. Right, so when we say that the avkum mekadesh bitoy, right, what do we mean? Does it mean that he could provide? I mean, he's talking about him over here. He could do the ma'isen, and you know, he'll his das will make it work. But is that only when there is no conflict, right? Because like you see from the Gemara that an Irish, she's a gedela, so she could also be mekadesh herself. Primarily, we'll see, maybe sugyus about this, but kipshutoi, she could be mekadesh herself. So what role does her das play in this? Granted, you don't need her das, but could her das be ma'akif?
If she could veto it, then he can't do it.
What?
If she could veto it, then he can't do it.
Yeah, but yeah. Even but someone else couldn't do it, even if she wouldn't veto it, right? Right? So that's what we're saying. Is the pshat just that his das plays a role, but only until, you know, there's some kind of
kind of like if she makes conflict. A netter, the father can cancel the netter.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
But you see she did something by making the netter.
Yeah, right. So I mean the fact that he could nullify her netter shows that he has power over her power, right? You know, on there. So when we talking about this, that he even kaddish her, right? Now it would seem like from the sugis that his power is even over her power. Even if she doesn't want, he could be moisa her bal kolcho, right? That's his chus. Now. Again, one could taka be mistaken. Just open up, you know, just some studm over here. So, if that's true, so that would tell us that his das has the upper hand, right? Now, how would that affect what we mentioned before? That let's say she'd be making the kedushin and he doesn't want.
She can't do the kedushin. It's not for the Rabbi
Yochanan. Okay. Right, so it's so. Okay, so there's a machlokes I'm roim about this.
We had that.
No,
focus.
We didn't.
Yeah.
It's a gemara. It's more something else. Right.
Cool.
Right. So this is a shayla in the amiroim. Right. You know how that works. There definitely is manly armor that she could. Right. And just opening up this idea. Okay. So the hashloma of that. So one thing we know that he could do about Korcho, that's pretty much mivuyir. You know what she could do and when she could do and what effect that he might have over hers. Right, that's has to be, I have to see the sugi spin again to that. Okay, so now that we mentioned that, let's see a little further. Rashi explains about bia, bia, right? Right? So here too, you know, after around the fourth or fifth time of reading these Rashis, and you have, you know, now you're more comfortable what's going on, and we can notice a little difference between the Rashi and Shtan Shtan Bia. I mean, l'chur, these two
the
things.
The Kiddushin Rashi says a lashon that if the husband's willing to pay money, he gets the some people pay money to be able to be Kaddish a girl with Bia, and that money the father gets.
Mm-hmm. So that would be more similar to that, to the first Rashi, right, about the monetary, you know, monetary gain in the Kiddushin. Right, veer might be from the etzim kiddushin, right, and this might be, right, you know, the fact that he could do it. I will see later, right, the more it talks about this idea. Such a thing, right? But Rashi over here, let's just see what the Rashi over here says. Rashi over here seems to be explaining it's similar to shtar, right? That he could be the one to facilitate the transaction. That's what Rashi's talking about. Now by bia, obviously there is a difference between bia and shtar, because in the maisa kiddushin by shtar, so you have the receiver, he's playing a role in receiving it, right? But by bia, he's not playing any role in etzem maisa kiddushin, right? The maisa bia, that's the maisa kiddushin. What's this idea of moisra, right? Labila Shem Kiddushin. That means that it's really his das, right? That's what he's doing, right? It's his das with the Maisa. Now, this one taka has to explain exactly how this works. That, you know, we said before, if there's two parts, there's a Maisa and there's the das. So even the Maisa really needs to be done l'chayda by someone who has the ability to do the Maisa. Does is there a das which is necessary in the Maisa, the Loshna Gemara that we mentioned before, the Rektana is Ein Lo Yad, right? Ein Lo Yad. She doesn't have a Yad. I mean, everyone's born with a yad, right? So obviously, it means because of the das, right? Right? You know, in halacha, her yad is not because of her lack of das. So then, when she makes the ma'isa kiddushin, the ma'isa bia, right? So how do we have this, the ma'isa kiddushin over here? Right? If she doesn't have das, right? Is the pshat that ma'isa doesn't require das, or we're really using the father's das, and that's the idea of the moisra, that, you know, his das is more than just the maisa in the transaction, but his maisa, his das gives the bia a chashivas of a maisa kiddushin.
The maisa is the act of the husband, right? You need a das of the two people in the transaction, so you have the das of the husband and the father.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. You want to say that in the ma'isa bia, there is only a ma'isa mitzad the mekadesh. Okay. That's a possibility.
And I think he has to even say with his mouth
that might be true. We're just dying mitzad the ma'isa mitzad the isha. In kesef and in shtar, there's a kabbalah definitely that plays a role, like Rashi mentioned before.
But by kesef and bia, without the dibor, there's nothing. If he gives her
okay,
does the ma'isa bia, it's nothing.
Granted, but kipshuta, that's just an expression of the das, like in any transaction. I don't think that's necessarily something. Right? Okay, let me see whether But every transaction l'chora is like that, right? That there has to be, it has to be apparent. It's not enough just the fact that in one's mind they're doing this for that. So, however, the das is explicit in a style, like you're saying, you know, it's written l'foneinu. You know, it's not necessary to say anything. But in other situations, you know, unless the ma'isa would be able to speak for itself, you got to label the ma'isa. However, the halachas allow you to label it, b'shas ma'isa, before, whatever the halachas are, how that works. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Shlomo is offering over here, that maybe there is no ma'isa. Right? In Kiddushin, when we see a little bit more, maybe the Isha's role is maybe less than that of stama transaction. Right? And Rishonim talk such a nosuch.
What do we mean to say? That there's no that the Beitz is not a Maisa to make the Kiddushin?
No, it is, but he was saying that she doesn't play a role in the Maisa Bia. That's what he wanted to
work.
Well, I mean, if she...
Right.
Well, let's just say give it a simple case. I mean, if she's a Bulgaris and he says, "I want to be Makadish you with a Bia," if she's not Marutza, she says, "I don't want it." It doesn't work.
Right. That's true. But we're talking about the Maisa, right? Do we need Das in the Maisa? I'm talking about a Tana, let's say, right? Let's say someone's Makadish a Tana with a Bia. So the fact that she doesn't have Das is that a problem that in her role in the Maisa, how is it a Maisa Kedushin? Just like she can't be makabel kesef, she can't makabel the shtar, right? So that was where the question was coming from, and on that he was answering by saying that in bia the isha doesn't play a role in the ma'isa. The ma'isa kedushin itself is complete without her. Obviously she's here.
That's
right?
Different from shtar. Then
what?
It's not different from shtar or kesef. She's a katana. She also can't be makabel those.
No, you can't. But. So over there, there definitely is a ma'isa, and if we need him to be makabel, right? So we need someone who can do it.
So he does what the bia also.
He's doing the bia. How do you understand? And as well, that's one. One. What role? Right. So if we need the mukudeshes, the tzara of the mukudeshes, to play a role in the bia, that's where the question came from. So he offered to say that maybe in bia you don't. Right now, if you want to say that he does and his mesira, right, you know, it does that. That's possibly another answer to that. Right, there's one of two ways how you could approach this. Right. No, I hear what you're saying. You want to say?
I'm just not sure that how you could say that you don't need some kind of a das because
no das you need. We just want to know. We want to know in the ma'isa, in the ma'isa. Right. So if the halacha required that in the etzem ma'isa, the isha or the tzad isha should be playing a role in order for it to be a ma'isa, right? That's where that question comes from.
You're saying that somebody, that there has to be das at the shas of the ma'isa. And in none of these cases is the girl playing a role.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's talk about a gedola, right?
Yeah.
Again, I'm not sure how this would play out, but let's say a woman wants to get married, right?
Right.
And, you know, and they're going to do it through bia. And the husband does it at the time when she's sleeping, right? So is that a valid kedusha, right? In other words, that she's totally out of the pit. In other words, is she an active men? In other words, is it considered a bia l'shem kedushin if she's not doesn't have any conscious?
Over there, there are two issues really to deal with. Because we're talking over here, there's one thing which a das which makes the maisa into the maisa kedushin.
Right.
And then you need das for the transaction.
Right.
So you're just focusing on the maisa. That your case over there might not be good because you don't have das for the transaction.
So let's say
she was masking. I assume you mean
she was masking before.
I'm masking, and then she went to sleep.
So the question is that a good?
I'm not sure if that
right.
If that helps.
I was.
What happens by onus? If a Nara Basula is Mu'unus, at the time she's an Onus, and she's not Maskim.
Right.
And then later she says, okay, fine, now I'm Maskim that I'll be married to you. Are they married from the Shas of the Bia? Or
no.
They have to now make a Kedusha?
Yeah, definitely.
So that was a nothing.
Yeah, that was my sister's notes. That was no one claims that does anything.
So, okay. So, I mean, the girl doesn't play a role in when she's a katana, she doesn't play a role in the kesef of the star either. It's the father's doing it.
Yeah,
it's his call.
Right. So we're saying that at least over there, there's what for the father to do.
But you're saying that because his das is, he's doing the maisa and he has the das. So here, your problem is that he's got the das, but he's not doing the maisa.
Right.
That's
right,
your problem.
Right.
So, okay.
Right.
So if you say it's the Masira, then
right.
That's like you could say that's like the Techilas Bia.
That's a possibility. And then Shlomo was offering maybe something else. Okay. Fine. Now but the deek that we were getting at is like this, right? That Rashi, right, let's see if we could be omer on this, right? Let's see if you hold of this, you could be aiming on this dakus. When Rashi talks about shtar, we're just talking about that he has the ability to create the transaction. He's a bialim over here, a strange person, right? You know, can't create a transaction concerning something that he doesn't have any degree of ownership, right? And whatever concept ownership of this thing is, right? So ha'ov zakoi, right? That means that he has this bialim so way that he could create the transaction. So I was expecting Rashi to say, well, the same wordage by Bia, right? Like Rashi says by Shtar, that if he's Moiser L'shem Kedushin, then Harezu Mekudeshes. Rashi uses a little different term. He talks about Rashoi, right? Rashoi to me sounds like it's permitted, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Well, now what are you hearing that? One thing. First, let's just see if the Olam, you know, appreciates the Ha'or over here. Rashoi sounds like, you know, like he's permitted to do that, as if, like, you know, there's a Isser v'Heter. Okay, so what do you say, Rabbi Yo?
Midrabanan Rav Manged al Mand Mekadosh Bebia. Rav used to give Malchus Midrabanan, someone is Mekadosh Bebia. So, really, we very much discourage Bia as the act of Maisa Kedusha. We don't want that. That's clear. But if he did it, Rashi the most of Bia the Shem Kedusha, it works.
But Rashoi sounds like it's b'di'evit, or sounds like l'chatchila. Rashoi, I mean, I hear the point that you're raising, it makes it even more schwer, right? Because why is he Rashoi, right? So, I don't hear that the Rashi sounds like he's saying it's permitted. So let's just think for a second, right? That means that. It sounds like what we're saying over here is that based on his bialis, that's why it's permitted. If he didn't have a bialis, it wouldn't be permitted. Why? Because if he doesn't have a bialis, so what would it be? If he's Moiser Lebia, it'll be Maisis Nos. Right?
But in each case, if he's not a bialis.
But taking Kesef and taking Ishtar, you're not doing anything wrong. Right? Mm. Even if it wouldn't work. But over here, the Maisa Bia, it's one of two things. Either it's a Maisa's Nos, or it's a Maisa Kedushin.
It's
right?
Really above New Year, it's not. It's
but it's still awesome, right? I mean, quantum to most of Shoen, you know, it's a derise, mm-hmm. But whatever this is.
I mean, you seem to be focusing on the Bia itself. Seems to me that I thought the Chiddush in Rashi is that the father has like a bialis on her goof.
Bialis on her goof.
Not just the goof.
I mean,
the total bialis on her in every way, shape, and form.
Why are you focusing on the goat?
Because you might think, especially maybe I'm thinking as a modern person, that a father can't force his daughter to have a bia.
Well, I mean,
and Kamash Malan, he can.
Isn't every kiddushin really ultimately doing that? Pretty much. Or putting that into play.
Because you're saying at that point, I mean, if a Baal is Ma'anis' his wife, there's no Isser really. He can be Ma'anis' his wife, right?
Well. It's not
I'm not saying it's a good way to conduct a marriage. I'm just saying that, I mean, you know, there's no punishment. He doesn't have to pay her money. He doesn't have to do anything.
It's definitely not. Let's say she's Misfats. I mean, yeah, whatever, right? I mean, yeah, okay, missing against her will. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I hear. So you're saying there's really no difference. Once he's Makapal the Kesef, now the husband can do it against her will anyway.
After the
Nisun, fine. I hear. So there's no Chiddush.
Okay, so just raising that point, and you know, the over here, what that might mean is, like we're saying, you know, in this context, that of the three Ma'ase Kiddushins, even if they don't work, you know, so nothing happened, right? Kesef, it doesn't work, so shine, you know, that's it, you're still where you are. And Shtar also. But Bia, if it doesn't work, so then you know, what was this? This might have happened over here. So what is the translation of this maaser? What's the label? So if the kedushin doesn't work, then it was a maaser's nose.
It also transformed her from being a basula to
Bula. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there an issur for him to be moser her for his nose?
Yeah.
Lotia kadesha. I mean,
that's not this.
Okay, so that's a question. The Rambam learns it that way, but not most people don't learn that Isser that way. So, I mean, yeah, yeah, maybe there is no Isser to be most of her first list.
Definitely there is. Pashtus, the Postik, the Postik which says that it's also.
Or be the Pasala. Like to a guy, to an Eved, or to someone who's Aser.
Right,
or
so some people learn Kadesha is the Isser to have Bia with an Evid. Some people learn that it's only if she's Mukeris to the Kola Olam. The Rambam, I think, says that it's, a father shouldn't be Moser his daughter for his nos. I think, but I hear it. So that's, let's just say you don't learn it that way. If you don't learn it that way, so let's just come back. Then there's no Isser, even to Moser her for his nos. The father is no Isser. So you don't need a Chiddush to say he can be Moser for Kedushin. He can be Moser for Znus if there's no Isser.
Rabbi Weinstein said that it's Usser, that just that I don't think it's Moser Kedushin.
So what's the Isser then?
I have no idea. He said it depends what it is. He didn't specify.
That's my question. Okay, so that's my question. Is there an Isser to be Moser for Znus? That's the way we're learning.
Okay, right. So we'll find. We'll see what the options are as far as what the issue would be. But that's what one could have understood what Rashi's coming to say.
I mean, before you said by Kes and Ishtara, if it didn't work, is that because she said no?
I'm thinking if the father didn't have this ability, this power.
But does she have the ability to say no in any of those cases?
So we spoke before that no, she can't. She can't. If given this that her father has ability to mekadesh her, so she can't. Right. So what I was just referring to is that the fact that this Mishnah is telling us that the Av has the ability to create the transaction, right? So we were discussing have the ability, not have the ability, right? So the Mishnah is saying that now that he has the ability, so now. Something is a comma, as opposed to not having the ability. That's what I meant to say. If he didn't have the ability, so then he wouldn't create the transaction. So where would it be standing? So that's what we're discussing, the difference between Kesef Shtar and Bia. We'd be standing in two different places. Okay, let's see. Yeah, let's see. Zok the Mishnah, right? Now it's important also for us, as we learn this Mishnah, and well, you know, let him saw in the Gemara, that to see what's on the Darai Sadika level and what's only Drabonim. Right? How far reaching are the Zchusim of an Av Bibitoi Midaraisa? Okay, Sakapana. So the first part of the Mishnah talks about the fact that the Av has, the Torah gave the Av Schusim the power fundamentally to create a Kedushin, to make his daughter a Mukudeshes. He could be the one who makes the transaction. And notice after that is Akopon, if there's some kind of monetary gain in it, he's the one who gains. Yeah, and that's what Rashi explains it, Akoponim in Kesef. Let's see the Mishnah back. The Mishnah continues, the Mishnah says, Zakoi b'mitziyoso. He's Zakoi b'mitziyoso. That means if she finds Mitziya, so he's the one, he gets it. He's the one whose his account is increased with the Mitziya that she gets.
That's
Drabonim. Mm-hmm. Very good. That's the Gemara tells us. Right, Mishum Eivu, right? Whatever that means. But you see, right, okay, very good. Right, we'll see about that. Because that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, now let's see a little further. Uvamaisi Adel. Right? Did I skip something? Excuse me, I think I skipped something. Oh, no, I didn't.
No.
Yeah, okay. And Maisi Adel. Maisi Adel, that's that we've been touching on. Already previous to this, Maisi Adel means that when she does work, she does something which generates schar pu'ula, a payment. The payment for her Maisi Adayim is the Av, belongs to the Av. That money is belongs to the Av and not her. And again, we're talking about a Bita Iktana and Bita Naira.
Can he force her to go to work because he wants to get the money?
He could sell her by Iktana Koponim, right? Right? So I would think that a Naira, I would think so, but Besach Nisht. Right? Maybe we need to bring Rais to that. Now that din we'll see seems to be a din deraisa, the din of Maisi Adayim. So what I just wanted to just get us thinking is that we'll have to see after we see which are the deraisas. So what exactly is the group, this category, right, which is gonna include certain things and certain things won't be included, right? The Gemara Kedushin really talks about this a little more, about what it, about the difference between certain things. Why doesn't Mitziya fall into the category? But what I just wanted that we should be aware of, right, is that you know, this idea that one might have picked up that the Av, his bailus is on all the monetary of his daughter. That's not really so true, right? Akoponim on the deraisadika level, right? Because you see that you know, Mitziya does not fall into that group.
On the deraisa level.
Right. Okay, so he spoke, he's akoy b'mitziyosa and maisi adeho, right? On two different levels. Uba aforas nidoreho. Now, aforas nidoreho is really a whole different idea over here. It's not monetary issue at all. Right? It's not creating any transaction.
Maybe
right?
She made it better not to go to work.
Right. So even such a nether, right? It's possible that she doesn't even have the ability to do that, right? Because if he has the right, if his bailus is on that, it's like she make a nether not to give him her Maisi Adayim, right? So such a nether wouldn't be chal in the first place, right? Akoponim, Haforas Nidorim, that's a Mufurusha Parsha in the Torah, right? Bin Rebbe Savir, right? That's definitely what the Pasuk is talking about, whether it extends to other things or not. We'll see in the Gemara. But in the Torah, it specifically talks about the idea that an Av has the ability to be Mefer Nedre Bitoi, and the Mishnah includes that in the idea of Zakoi, zakoi, like a certain zchus in the bailus that he has over his daughter, he's in control. He's in control of his nedarim, and that's why, you know, he has the veto power, right, or the hafara power.
Everything is
derived
except
from Mitzvah. Right. Very good. Very good. Let's see over here. Zokta Mishnah Vakim Kabbal is Gita. Okay, this is another halacha over here. Umekabel es Gita. In the Gerushin, Hagam, like Michael pointed out, on the derived Zedika level, that one could be Megarish his wife, Bal Korcho, so we don't need to have her das in the transaction, but she plays a rule, plays a role, right? Right. The pasuk talks about nosam b'yada, right? That she has to accept the get, whatever the conditions are there, how much there, but it has to be some kind of accepting of the get mitzad the misgareshes, and on that zok the Mishnah that the av is a koi of them, right? Which again, the understanding will be similar to the role that he plays in the kiddushin, that he's a bailim in it, not just acting as a shliach.
Usually not money for his benefit though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If it was from Erison, he would get the kesubim. Huh? If it was a get from Erison, she's a katana or an ara.
So we'll have to see about that, right? We'll touch on that in a minute. And what category does that go into, right? And as we know on the derai tzedika level, right? We know that certain monies he gets, mitzia he doesn't get. So ksuba, right? What is ksuba? What do we know about that?
Is it derabban and derais? You're saying.
Right.
The question is also if ksuba is normally from the power of eris and ksuba is from the power of nesuah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're assuming that we have.
There's a question whether ksuba is. I mean, sometimes they wrote the ksuba during eris, but usually they didn't write the ksuba until like a few minutes before the nesuah.
No, but even if they didn't write it, l'chora you get mano masayim.
But that seems to be the Gemara later, but I'm not sure if it automatically after Eris, because I thought Ksuba really is connected to Nesuin.
Isn't that the question we had before? If you're Megarish from Erison, do you get the, you know,
Tosefis?
You get the Tosefis?
That's the Gemara later.
Right. I mean, but everybody says you get the basic.
Right, but according to everybody, you get that's whether you get the Tosefta, but right. Everybody agrees you get the Mano Masai.
That's if the Ksuba is written.
No.
Is that only? I mean, okay. I mean, there was that. There was a machlokas maybe in the Rishonim on the earlier sugya. Rashi was learning, I think, even if you didn't write the Ksuba, right, by the Mishnah that we had a few daf ago. Even if you don't write when it said migba, emasa migba. Sorry, maybe this is going to be taking too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I thought that was a quick comment. It's going to be not. I didn't mean it to be this long.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe we'll get a chance to deal with that when we talk about, right? But that will be an example of something that we have to clarify. What are the guidelines of what midrash he gets and doesn't get, and then we'll. No, like the ksuba, where does that fit into?
No, but would you have the same machlokas that you had by Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish by this also? If let's say she's a nara and the husband gives her a get, can the father say no? We said before there's a machlokas. If she is makabel, a nara is makabel, kesef
kedushin. By Yerushin is a machlokas tanaim. It's a mission over there, Rabbi Gimel and Beis, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue if the Machlokes, Reish Lakish says Machlokes be Gerushin, Kach Machlokes be Kedushin, and Rabbi Yochanan says Machlokes is only by Gerushin, by Kedushin, Divra Kol of Aviv Elohi.
By Kedushin, Aviv Elohi.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan says.
That she can't do it at all?
That's right.
As a Nara?
That's right. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And that's the way we pass it.
Uh-huh. And there's a machlokas tanayim whether she can be megabel to get.
That's right.
Okay.
When she's an Nara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. That's very, very, very relevant to over here to have the completion of the halacha of the Mishnah. Okay, so we're talking right now about the halacha of Mekablas Gita. Now Rashi mentions over here, right, in this halacha, Mekablas Gita, Rashi says, "Nizgar shemin ha'erusin v'koydem shebogru." Rashi says that this, that a father could be Mekabel to get, that's only if the Gerushin was at the point that she wasn't further than Erusin. She was in Skarshim in her Erusin. That's point number one. Point number two is that Rashi, for Kodim Shebogra, and she hasn't been Bogra yet at this point. Avul Bogra, Oinisis, Shuv Ein Loi Rishuzbo. Now, so Rashi over here is telling us that this that av zakoy bebitoy, like Rashi really initially said, right, bekatnusa and benarusa, that's lafuke bogra. Once she's bogra, she doesn't have these halachas. This Rashi is adding another point, right, which really that was mentioned in the Mishnah before, right, Mishnisa shuven avir shuzba, right, that just like Poigeres is moitzi mishus avir, and that his chusim are relinquished at that point. There's a hafkor from his mishus. So too nisuin is also a hafkor from the av's mishus, and not only because she's in someone else's mishus, and while she's in someone else's mishus, but even after the nisuin is over and she's not anymore married to the husband, it's a yitzir. She doesn't like go back. It's not like, you know, like he takes over and, you know, he's replacing him. So once that goes off, she reverts back. And
so can you be Magarish a katana?
Yeah.
How?
Father's Mekabel get.
I'm talking about from nisuin.
Oh, so then you can't, right?
So once a katana has nisuin, you can't be megarish until she's bas yud gimel.
Yeah,
I mean bas yud bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I we could also be more, a little question over here that any reason why Rashi is mentioning these limitations in the schus of the av over here by get. I mean, it really applies to everything that we still now, right? All his schusim that we said till now are only while she's b'shusay. She's b'shusay when she's naira, till nairas, and, you know, and till nisuin, right? So theoretically, you know, you could have said everything, right? Even if you want to see Mekadesh, let's say second marriage, right? So it also, it's relevant, you know, if she wasn't nisus before, right? Even though she's still a ktana or an ayra, right? So, you know, why is Rashi mentioning this specifically over here? Okay, let's see the Mishnah a little further. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'ein oichul peres b'chayeho. The Mishnah tells us that. Av zakoy bebitoy, but the schusim don't give him this. He's the ena oichel peris bechayeh. Now, what does that refer to? Oichel peris bechayeh, which also happens to have a mashmois that maybe not bechayeh, he is oichel peris. Right? We'll see in the Rashi in a minute. Zok Rashi, ven oichel peris bechayeh im naflu lo karkois birusha mibeis ima. That, let's say she got a Yerusha. She got a Yerusha mibeis ima, something which, you know, with the Yerusha would go directly to her as opposed to maybe through her father. In noflo kakois birusha mibeis ima, ein avia oichel perisein, el oisin la skula. So Rashi tells us as follows that this soda, let's say that she's yashening, the av has no zchusim. He's not oichel peris. Now we know that, you know, from the counterpart of the Mishnah, just, you know, how this halacha looks, that there's halacha, there's a din, and as any time a person has monies, so you have the keren and the peris, right? The keren is the actual thing itself, and the peris is the money that it generates, right, on top of the keren, which is kayim, which exists. Right, you know, in the marshal of a field, you know, you have the field, and you know, the peris that it produces produce, right, is the peris.
But if it be an apartment, it's the rent is the peris.
Very good, right. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah discusses. Mishnah says that Hagam will see that by Baal is oichel peris, but the Av is not oichel peris. But what I want to point out over here, in the first step over here, something we mentioned before, that monies that she gets through Yerusha, let's say the karka itself, that's poshut. Right? We're not even discussing that. Right? That the ad doesn't get. Right? So that's another type of money similar to what we have like with Mitzia, that she's getting money, but the Av doesn't get that. Right? Now Mitzia, right, because of Mura because of Eva, could be Nabana and he'll get it. But Yerusha, there's no such halacha at all. Right?
She
dies. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, Akopon. Right. Right. Now the Mishnah is talking about the din of Paris. So granted that the karka will belong to her, but what about the income that is generated by the Paris over here? So on that, the Mishnah is saying that even though maybe Baal will have certain schusim in that, but the Av doesn't, right? So therefore, anything which any monies which is produced, that, you know, has to be, you know, put away for her or used for her, whatever it is. That's the Oysen school that Rashi says. Okay. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Yeser olav habal shoichel peris bechayeho. Zok the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is shifting into the Baal ishtar relationship. Zok the Mishnah that yeser olav habal shoichel peris bechayeho. A Baal yeser olav heist the chois, and we'll have to go through which ones. But yes, like Rashi points out, the Mashmoyis Mishnah is that the Baal has whatever the Av has and more. That the more that he has is this last thing that we mentioned, that he's Oichel Peres Bechayeho. Let's see the Rashi. Look, Rashi. Oh, excuse me, I skipped the previous Rashi. Bechayeho. Let's go back. Yeah, if you could just step back a step. We're still by the Av over here. Okay, we just step back. Bechayeho. Elim Kein Mesa Vuhu Yosho. Right, Zok Rashi, that when a bas dies, then in the dina Yerusha Midaraisa, so father yashins his daughter, so then he'll get it, right? Out the dina of Yerusha, like anything else. That's not necessarily oschus that he has bebita. That's hilchus Yerusha. Okay, let's see Rashi right. Yeser lof habal, shehu zeche gam b'chol ha-shnuyim l'maylo. Yeser lof habal. The Baal has over the Av. He has a krashi, whatever we discussed. So the Baal has over the Av. Whatever the Av had. In addition to that, zeche peis minchas m'shafam b'irusha m'shmishin isisloy. So Rashi is stresses over here that at what point does the Baal get the peiris? Rashi Mishnis is loy, right? It's always important, right, to see at what point what things happen. We know that an Isha becomes an Eishes Ish with Eirusin. Eirusin definitely is a level, right? But for Schusei Habal, when there are different halachas at different point. Like upon him, this halacha that he's Oichel Peiris. And we'll have to even, you know, where this comes from, what kind of din is this? Akapanim Rashi tells us that it's the halacha which is chal bin asum, not be'erisin. Now, Rashi said that yeser alav habal. So, which of the previous things that were mentioned in the Mishnah that the Av has, does the Baal also have? Right? So, if you just go through the Mishnah, right, when you're talking about like Kiddushah, Kesh, Shtar, and Bia, that's lechor not applicable for a Baal, so that's not what we're talking about. There's, we have the Zakoy b'mitziyosa and Maisi Adel. Right? These things will apply.
Is he because of the husband get Maisi Adel deraisa?
Oh, very good. Okay, so that's that, right? So that we have to see what level, right? What level, exactly. Mamash wanted to point out. Uh-huh. Very good. Haforis Ndoreha, what that refers to. Now, Haforis Ndorim, it's kedai to mention over here that we know in Haforis Ndorim there are really three stages. Right, as far as her relationship to father, husband, the hein like this, that we're all talking about when she's a naira, right? So we discussed before that Av is made for nidre bita, right? That's actually till erisin. Once she's nisarsa, then the Gemara learns from the psukim that there's really a joint. Right, so the halacha, I can go back, see what the Gemara says, right, as Yitzia Miho, the Gemara says, right, the Gabi Afonis Norm, right, that there is a certain level of a Yitzia Mishru, so there definitely is a change, Akoponim, right, and the Baal steps in to a certain degree, even by Erisin.
So for the Nether to be destroyed, both of them have to be Mefer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Only one of them is Mefer, the Nether is still standing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is something that's to remember, right? Just, you know, each thing has its own thing. You always have to deal with each one by itself and see what its guidelines are. Right? We can't just, you know, group everything together. Right? So, you know, after we learn it and we're comfortable with the Zach, and then we could focus on each one by itself and, you know, see what it's the mocker of it, whether it's a derived Rabbanan, and what are its guidelines, and when is it Chal. Akaponim, Haforis Ndorim is definitely a derived Halacha, and Haforis Ndorim is the Schusei Habal from the few Schusei Habal that are already Chal in Erisin, and this is a derived Halacha. And the level that it's Chal is, like we're saying, that there's a joint Shutfis. The Av is not out of the picture. At this point, there's a partnership between the Av and the Baal. Once she makes Nisuin, then the Av is out of the picture totally, and the Baal is made for by himself.
Now, when the Bulgaris gets Nitarsa, then the husband can immediately be made for alone.
Once she's a
Bulgaris,
she's out of the father's
Rishus
100%.
Right.
So, you're asking if did she right. Get completely in the Baal's Rishus.
Right. So he can. The point I was making is that the fact that the Baal can't do it on his own is because she's. The father still has some rishus over her, preventing the Baal from doing it alone. Once the father's rishus is gone,
right.
Then the Baal can do it completely alone without.
So you see that really that the koyach of erisin really gives him a full shlita over her as long as she's the man d'omer. If the av is there, right, since the halacha is that an isha is bishus aviha. Binairusa even after Erisin, so that's why the Av plays a role. But that's a good point that you see the koyach of the schus of the Baal be'erisin really has it has within it this that he could be total bailim on her nidorim.
Do you have a flip side? Because there's certain the Baal is limited to which nidorim he could be made for, right? It's only things that are beno. And Benah, right? So, and those, would the father have the complete schus?
I think so.
Oh, so that's interesting. So he wouldn't need, the father wouldn't need, if she's an Yitarsa as a Nara, on those types of things that the husband doesn't have schus over, the father can do it alone. That's what you're saying, essentially.
Right. Is that true? It's a nice thought, but I don't know if it's true.
Right.
I like the thought.
I sort of like asked, like, said 70% is a statement in the last, like, two or three words.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm rethinking. Rethinking that. That, well, I have to remind, I don't remember so clearly right now, but itaka might not be like that. It could be, you know, the word taka works two different ways. It could very well be that the av, the reshus of the av, is what's meineya from the Bailam taking over, and that's why if the av is not here, he'll have a full thing. But on the other hand, as far as the av is concerned, I was concerned, Erisin is a Yitzia, regardless. Well, I don't remember right now. You have to be mine into that.
We'll get into the Dharam Bleen Eder.
You're saying it might be less in his Rishus that he can no longer be made for anything unless the Baal can also be made for it.
My kubit it's a yitzia, even though this specific nether is not a nether that the Baal could be made for. Yeah, hey, I don't remember right now. I have to look it up. Okay, very good. Okay, his lomazen. Okay, so we're going through over here the Yeser Olav Habal, and we're just going to see things. Which previously mentioned chusim are applicable to the Baal also? Okay, Kabbalah's Gita obviously is not relevant. Okay, that's all, right? That's all we have over there. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, now the Mishnah mentions the Chayavim Zaynisel over Perkuna o Kfurasa. Okay, these are important things that the more we'll discuss. But let's just see what it is, right? The Mishnah says over here that a Baal is Chayavim Zaynisel. Right? It would seem to be that this is something which is specific, the Mishnah says, to a Baal, right? Not an Av. Right? And we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, you know, the guidelines as far as this, that the Av is not Mechuyev, is that at any given point, or there is some kind of Chiv to some degree at a certain point. Akoponim, V'chayim, and he said, the Mishnah Zichur is pointing out that the Zechiv Mizvenis that a Baal has to his wife at a point where a husband, where Av would not have to his Bas. Right? That much it's Mevuyir in the Mishnah.
This is Drabbanan.
Now the Chiv Mizvenis. So the Chiv Mizvenis, we know it's Machlokes Tanoim about this. Right? Right?
When you learn.
Very good. Very good. Right? Right? When we're Mavis said, you're Sherik Susa Vainosa. Right? If you look in the Rashi over there,
but the Lashon Tiknu is on a set of Takas something is.
Yeah. So that's more points out. It's Machlokes Tanoim. Okay. V'chayiv Mizayin Yisrael.
So is it Dafka giving to Rabbanan? Why does it leave out Ksus? Or maybe there is no Chiyuv Kesus. If we hold that it's all Durabanan, then there's no Chiyuv Kesus to Oraisa either. That whole pasuk is a nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to.
No, they say the whole pasuk either applies to Onah. It's all clarifications of the word Onah.
Oh, it's all for Kesus.
That's one opinion. And there's another opinion that all three are clarifying the Tashmish. One opinion is that all three words are clarifying the word sus.
Okay, so either way, that pasuk is not included in this. Or because it's a machlokas, they didn't want to get into a machlokas.
Which would be.
I mean, it sounds like you're saying that there are three possibilities.
He has to give his wife sus. The question is if it's the raisa or drabanan.
Okay. So then why doesn't the Mishnah say
sus? Definitely has to give his wife sus.
Fine, why doesn't he have to? Why does the Mishnah leave it out?
Mm-hmm. So that's a valid question, right? Right?
It doesn't say
either for that matter, right? Yeah, okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
same question.
It's still still a valid question. Um Right, so as far as that last question, probably the simple answer is that we're talking in contrast, right?
How does it follow?
Right, so you know, oin is not something which is applicable, right? Baksus, right, is still a valid question. The Chaim Zayin Yisrael, Zok the Mishnah, Uve Perkuna, right? Perkuna. Right, that's the Arami lotion of pinion, right? If she's captured, ukfurasa, and is mechir to pay for the kfura expenses, right? Whatever is expected, like you see from the Hemshecha Mishnah, v'dayim afiyah anishab Yisrael, l'yifchiz m'shei chalilim, m'kainenes, right? It's not limited just to the plot of land itself, right? Whatever is the expected doings that you find for the Gemara that might even have to do with the level of the mishpacha, certain levels of what is expected to do have to do with the family.
Is the Mishnah only mentioning things that we have that the takanas that the Yisha was chayeves mitzad takanas chachamim, right? Like in other words, because the mazonos he gets whether the metzia right because of pidyon he gets I forgot what they were but maybe right. That's the limiting factor why it's not mentioning ksus.
Okay, that class. But let's see the ratio on that, and then we'll appreciate your ha'aru, your point. So Rashi. Rashi right now is explaining what perkuna is. In nishbis, if she's captured, so he's mechuyev to redeem her. Right? Exactly what the guidelines that are. Right? We'll have to, when we see the sugi, maybe we'll find out a little bit more about that. But the concept that he has to. He's mechuyev. Zokrashi shutnai bezin kidesnam b'mas nisan. Right, Mishnah later on says, "Ubikfura zokrashi damrin lekamon kfura tachas ksuboso." So first of all, that the chiyev of kfura, Rashi is telling us that it's also a takonah drabonon. It's not a deraisa dika chiyev. Now Rashi over here is explaining a little bit more than the previous Rashi before, right? Rashi, when Rashi talks about perkuna, he doesn't tell us what the basis of this takana was. Over here, by kfura, Rashi is getting involved and telling us where it comes from. I meant that as like a sort of a right? The difference in the Rashi is that, you know, are you coming to explain us the reasons or not, right? You know, so that's an interesting thing. The first thing, Rashi doesn't get involved. He just tells us what it is. Second, Rashi, you know, already tells us what's the basis of it. But let's just get the words in Rashi. Rashi says, right? Now, this is an important thing that I would like to mention, because this could be a little confusing, right? The word ksuba, right? The word ksuba, right? The word ksuba is could mean one of many things, and it's important just to plant that into your mind, because many times when we're the ksuba, we assume it means one thing, and you know sometimes it could send us astray by following that down, right? So fundamentally, ksuba is really a shtar, right? A document, right? Which is written at some point, right? Maybe we saw before. It's written, maybe kaidim nisuin. And in this document, there are certain obligations between the two parties. Now, fundamentally, right? The obligation. When we talk about ksuba, it might even have it, you know, a din deraisa in it, is the obligations that a husband has to his wife at the point when their marriage ends, either gerushin or misa, right? That's what we refer to as the mona masayin, right? that might not even need a legal document. That's mitakones chachomim, right? Right. But that's what that when we talk about ksuba, right? So ksuba refers to a shtar or monies that relate to the shtar. The mon masayim is eventually included in the shtar. Okay, so when we talk about ksuba, right, we might be referring to mon masayim irrelevant to a document, or we could be referring to the monies that are in this document. Now, the monies that are in this document include a number of different obligations. The mon masayim, then we have the tesefes, right? Additional monies that the husband accepts upon himself, which the ikar din takon is not mechayiv him, but he accepts upon himself. It could be that today that there's certain minhogim as far as that's concerned, right? So you know the minig is and mikayich the minig he's accepting by himself, even though maybe he, you know, it didn't come may rotten atzmi, hakol panim, right? And now there are also monies which are written, which could be coming from mitzad ha'isha, money that she's bringing into the ksuba. Different types we have before, nechsem lul, nechsem barzel, different type of conditions of monies that she might be bringing in. Now Rashi says as follows. So Rashi, that this is the Baal's mechur b'kfurosa, furosa tachas ksubosa. Now Rashi explains that the monies that we're referring to in this ksuba is shechnis la meveis avia v'hu yorsha b'misosa. This is monies that that she brings in v'hu yorsha b'misosa. And the halacha is that he yashins her, and we'll have to see again in the sugyas over here, right? It would sound like over here that we're talking about if he's getting or he's mechuyev in kfura because of the fact that he's yashin her. It would sound like that yerusha is drabonon, right? It's also a shaila, the yerusha zishtoy is drabonon or the raisa. This would sound like it's drabonon, and there's an exchange over here, right? That this is mechuyev in kfura is because he yashins certain monies.
You're saying it's durable. You're saying, I mean, because obviously once they have nesuin, he yashins her, the raisa, right?
It's going by nesuin now. This rash is going by nesuin.
Okay, so then why do we have to say that the yirush is only durable? Isn't a husband yirush everything his wife has?
Maybe not. Maybe not. Right, we'll when we see this Gemara over here, and we'll see, right? Because it would seem, if we're saying that he's mechuyev in kfura because of Yerusha, right? If it will be a regular din Yerusha, then you know how could you use that to be mechayev him kfura l'chayr? All the other things we have is that this, you know, certain things he got and he has to do in return.
Alright, so I'll just step back. I have a bunch of questions then about this.
Okay, but we're not learning that right now. So I don't even know this well enough.
We're not learning about the new in general. You're saying?
Yeah. Right. So as you know, maybe some things we could give a little direction. But I don't want to go into that right now because it's a little complicated. You have to know the sugis well, but we could talk about it afterwards, and we could as much as we know, we could try to clarify.
Okay.
Right? You know, even this about kfur of Yerusha Sabal, right? let's get to the sugis and we'll see that.
Okay.
Okay. It's a little bit mission took a little bit longer than I expected. Okay. But it's good that we learned it well, we're comfortable with it. Right, we have it in our pockets over here. Now let's see the Gemara. Okay, let's see the Shtuk of Gemara over here. Zat Gemara Bekesef Minolun. We're referring to the Mishnah, and we're looking for a source of Ha'ov Zakoy Bibit B'Kedusha B'Kesef. Right? Now, Zok Rashi, Kesef Minolun, the Kesef Kedusha Ha'olu Aviha. That's Mivu in the Hemshach HaGemara, that's what the Gemara wants to know, and that's what the Mishnah means. Right? Ha'ov zakoy b'kiddushah b'kesef means that kesef kiddushah is shaloi. Now, now.
Said there was also the right that he can give her over condition.
So, say in the Gemara over here, it seems apparent that we're not really looking for that, right? It might come through. It might, at the end of the day, we might still be lacking what the source of that is, but that's definitely not the focus of the Gemara, right? Okay, so we'll as we go through, Beis Hashem, if we have a little time, right, we'll try to juggle, you know, all in Yonim that we need.
In the end, we say, what about Shtar and Bia? We say, Iske Shavai Sadadi. And therefore, how will we learn that Kesef? We're going to learn how to apply
Kesef. Okay, but we have to know Kesef. We've got to know Kesef.
No, but if Kesef, the question was only, how do you know the father keeps the money? So then that's not Nogia to Shtar and Bia.
Okay, we'll see. We'll get there. Okay, good point. Good point. Let's see. Yeah? So I'll put it like this. Kesef Minon. Right? Kesef Minon. And it's fun. So, you know, let's follow through. There are two aspects over here that the Av has the ability to create the transaction, right, on his daughter. Right? That's one thing. And the second thing is that the money's the money of Kedushin, Kesef Kedushin, he packed. Now, while we're here, let's even speak this out.
And Rashi only says one.
What? Yeah.
Rashi only says one.
Right. Mm-hmm. The Gemara definitely is focused on that the Kesef is Shaloi. That's what Gemara is focused on. Now, let's even speak out over here that when the Mishnah over here doesn't seem to make a difference. So, Ha'avza Koiz Rashi, Bibitoi, Ktane Nairu. Right? Now, like we discussed before, right, as far as the possibility that a Abita in Naira could make her own Kiddushin. So if she can make her own Kiddushin, what about that scenario, the Kesef Kiddushin? Right? Who gets that Kesef Kiddushin? The Mishnah would seem not to be making any difference. So I would say that at first glance, and maybe even second glance, it would be correct to say that he always gets Kesef Kedushin, whether he's making it or she's making it. There's no difference, right? We'll see in the Gemara about that, right? But for Muskul Rishon, the halacha in the Mishnah would seem to be saying that, okay? Now, obviously, we're saying that it's only relevant, you know, if she can make a Kedushin. Now, let's see. Omar Abhudumar Amakro. So we're looking for the source. V'yot Zachim in Kosef. That's the Pasuk, right? This is the Pasuk by Omar Vriya, Omar Vim Shosh Ela Yasel, Yotzachim and Kosef. Shosh Ela, right? Whatever, Ayin Rashi, whatever that refers to, Yud, Goran Kesef, fine. Yotzachim and Kosef is that she'll go out free, Chinom and Kosef, right? Kipshutai, that sounds like there's a repetition in the Pasuk. Chinom, right, is without any payment in Kosev, right? In Kosev, right? So it would sound like that there's a yitur over here, right? That's what I would have thought, that there's a yitur over here, and that's the basis of this drosha in Kosev Odin Zev Yesh Kosev Odin Me'achar Manu Avihu. That the Pasuk is coming to say in Kosev to stress that for us to make a deek, that Dafka over here, there's no Kosev in this Yitzia, but there's a Yitzia Acheres when she leaves someone else who also has the capacity of an Odin, then over there that there is Kesel. Nochman Gemara says that Ein Kesel Odin Zeh V'yesh Kesef L'Odin Acher, but there is Kesef which goes L'Odin Acher Umanu Avihu. So let's hear that again. So the Pasuk is making a contrast. And the Pasuk is saying that when an Omer Vriya brings Simon, that's Mora learns that when it's what's creating her Yitzia, she's leaving. What's causing her to leave? Mora learns that it refers to that the Yitzia be Simon, when she becomes a Nairo, right? Then she leaves the Rishus of the Odin. His Bailus is Poka, right? His Bailus is removed, and she becomes free with Simonim. Now that the pasuk says that she's yotza lecherus, or she's yotza from his rishus without any monetary compensation. All right, and there's no monetaries involved. Chinam. The diik is that dafko in this scenario, omavria to odin when she leaves, there's no kesef which is issued to the odin, but there's another yitzia where the kesef is given to the odin. Zofta Gemara, what's this other scenario? Where else do you have an isha that's leaving someone's rishos that on odin? That would be referring to Zakrashi on Av, and on that, now how does she leave the Av's rishos with Kiddushin? Right, that's what we're understanding.
Maybe
that's
she turned the Bogeris and she left the father's rishos.
So, but where is there Kesef in the Bogeris?
Maybe Yesh Kesef. She has to pay her father. When she turns the Bogeris, she has to pay her father.
Uh-huh, okay. 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 So apparently that doesn't seem to be such a possibility. Right, so we're understanding that there's a yitzia which needs to be created, right? And that the more understands that the yitzia mebeis ha'av is erisin. And now this pasuk over here now is going to tell us like this. We're learning really from this pasuk now something l'chora fundamental, that kiddushin is accomplished with kesef. This could act, right? As a matter of fact, the Gemara Kedushin sounds like the Gemara is using it, because in the sugya in Kedushin, the Gemara, the sugya over there is coming off the Mishnah that Ish is nikkud b'kesef minolon. How do you know that kesef could create this transaction of erisin? And the Gemara brings this, right? Aside from, you know, the Gemara brings our sugya also, but the first question in Gemara Kedushin is on that. So this is really serving as a source that kesef could could create a kiddushin. Yeah, that's the first thing that says over here. But it also says in this pasuk that when she's yotza merushusoi ayidei the kesef facilitator, that money goes to the odin.
What if she goes out from the father with kiddushin of shtar aviyah?
Right, so what
she's
what do you want
to
know?
The father's rishus, so maybe there's yesh kesef. Maybe there has to be money paid to the father because she's going out of the father's rishus.
Do we have any basis to say that? Any reason to say that? You see, we're learning over here that kesef is creating the yitzir. Right? Do we have the right to say? I mean, as we have sources that shtar and bia create the yitzia, create it. So, I don't think there's any sad to say that you need a joint kesef.
It seems like here the diak isn't the yesh kesef, but it's that we're talking about that the kesef is ladon acher. Right.
Well, yeah, I think. I want to say what you want to say in a different way. Meaning, by the Adon, it says there can't be kesef. That doesn't mean by the father there has to be kesef. Just that if there is kesef, then it goes to the father. You're taking another step. You're saying, well, maybe then there, when she's a yitzia, there has to be kesef.
Yeah, but
I don't know if there's
the he's addressing something. I think I'm responsible for his for his question.
Oh, okay.
Because what I was saying was something which in this sugya you're really right. This sugya is not really discussing that. We'll see that in the next step in the Gemara. But in the Gemara in Kedushin, right, you see clearly in the onset, and I'll tell you over Gemara. The Gemara says that the famous Mishnah, Isha Niknes B'Shleisha Drocha, every single Isha, right, without a father, right, even if she's a Bagaris, she's been Mekadosh herself, she's Niknes B'Kesef, right, that's the Mishnah says. Zok the Gemara, right, the Gemara on base, right, B'Kesef Minolan. How do you know that kesef could create the kiddushin transaction.
Okay.
Right? That's the Gemara. And the Gemara, I'm skipping a little piece, and the Gemara brings our pasuk over here. Right? The Yatsuchina main kosef.
It's not from Kiyikach.
Not this Gemara, right?
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's this Gemara over here. Bekesef menolam, right? Vesu hadisnan avzakoi, and the Gemara brings in our sugya. As a matter of fact, the Gemara brings in our Mishnah, and the Gemara says again, right? Umenolun de bekanye bekesef, bekesef lo avihu, right?
Two things.
Right, right. So the sugya, right, in kiddushin definitely is working with both things. The fundamental halacha is that kesef could create a transaction, right? And on top of that, it's mivuyer akapon of the mishnah in ksubis that the kesef goes to the av. So the Gemara wants to know both things. Now, even in our sugya, we'll see in a moment, when the Gemara questions whether in this drasha of Ein Kesef, whether you have the right to take out from over there that the Kesef goes to the Av, so Rashi points out that. But then, what's the pasuk coming for? So on that Rashi, yeah, well, it's coming to tell me that Ish is linked to the Kesef, right? Right. So even in our sugya, right, that's definitely a possibility that the source that an Ish is Mekudesh is Gufa comes from this pasuk. Right, so in light of that, I believe that's what Rabbi Yo's questions were coming from, that in what way, right, this idea that Kesef is needed to create the transaction, right, so he's offering some other possibility, maybe you always need Kesef, right?
Uh-huh. Who brings the pasuk there in Kedushin?
This is our sugi.
No, I mean, here is Rav Yehuda.
Yeah, that's this.
It's Rav Yehuda there also.
This is Mamsh, the whole sugi is over here. The Gemara, the point that this sugi adds is that it questions for the ikar source of kedusha kesef, you know, in all situations.
Right, but does that necessarily? So the Gemara is the sugi saying that you need, but you don't necessarily need
here,
kesef.
Not Udam Rav. What?
But you don't need kesef to make kedushin. It's just saying you can make it. Yeah,
well,
can make
the Mishnah said that she's Mekudesh, she's Kesher Star and Bia, but he's just questioning, you know, if you're looking for a source, you know, so, right? So that's where his questions come from. So if you want to contest the question, right, then, you know, you could start working, you know, with the different sources in Zachin, and exactly, you know, what, when he's saying that you need Kesher, do you mean Kesher to create the transaction, or maybe there's, aside from creating the transaction, there's some kind of compensation, right, that of kesef that goes along with it, you know, different possibilities in what he might mean. Okay. Okay, but if you have a chance, to see the sugi in kedushin is taka hashloma to the sugi by us, the mishnah over there bring, you know, to the things that are brought there that are not mentioned here. Okay, zakoponim. So that's why we're mentioning this, because it's going to become in our sugya itself more relevant. So that's what we're pointing out. In that sugya, so the pasuk says like this, that talks about yesh kesef b'yitziyah acheres, that there is kesef. Being that this idea that there is kesef, that will tell me that Kesef plays a role, or could create a kedushin, yitzia acheres, which interestingly, right, the pasuk, and I don't want to go and get into this right now, but this is a point that, like, we're calling that a yitzia, you know, erisin is yitzia, is erisin yitzia, maybe they have a first and dorm, but not, you know, okay, akoponim, but avol yesh kesef. Right, b'yitzia acheres, right, and the pasuk would seem to read that there's no kesef to the odin over here, but yesh kesef odin acher, and that's where we see the second idea that the kesef goes to the yav. Now, mitzad this pasuk, I would think that we didn't discuss who made the transaction over here, right? In this pasuk, right? In this pasuk, just says that kesef creates the transaction, and the kesef is deposited in the father's account, right? That's what the pasuk says. Didn't talk about who made the kedushin over here, and that's why I think it would be safe to assume that in Nechami it's irrelevant who made the kedushin. If you hold that she could make her own kedushin on Nairak upon him, still the father gets it. I don't know. At this point. Right, we'll see what will happen at that point. But that's not meant to say. You know, at this point, because the maskana, this is going to be what it is, right? Okay, well, let's see as the different steps in the Gemara. Now, there are a lot of pieces over here that it will be kedai to just point out what we know and what we don't know, right? I mean, the pasuk is saying that when there's the yetziah acheres, right? So, like we mentioned before, we seem to be assuming and knowing that erisin is a yetziah, and that's how we could bechlau relate it to over here, mm-hmm. All right? Maybe we need to know how did we know that? What was that based on? And another point also we need to know is that what age daughter are we talking about over here? What do we know about that? Right? Also not so clear at this point. Right?
Isn't there a concept that she has to listen to her husband and not listen to her father?
Okay.
At what point did that come into effect? Is that Erison and Asuin?
About 2 years old. About 2 years old.
Well, what? How is that relevant to us?
Because that'll be called it's yitzia from the father's and it's going into the it's going in like that the father that the husband is taking over the father's control. Does that happen by Erison or by Nesuin?
You know, but like as far as keep it over aim and such a thing like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You mean back up on? But you want, that's what you're offering. Maybe that's what we're referring to. The Yitzia is coming from that side of things. Okay. Akopan, I'm just putting the question there, and maybe this is a possibility to answer. Okay. I guess we have to verify that. But Akoponim. And the second thing that we mentioned also is as far as at this point, what do we know about the age over here? This pasuk talks about the money is going to the father when kiddushin is made. Doesn't say who made it, right? Definitely, right. There is a tzad that a naira could be making it, right? And we're even questioning that at this point. What do we even know about the difference between a naira and a bageris, right? Do we know that there's such a difference? At this point, okay. Now let's see a little further. Fretting more of Emel Dido, yeah, the Emel Dido. Okay, I guess we should say the Rashi's over here. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi, Ein Kesef Bama Vriyaksiv. The Pas Bama Vriyak with Kedushin Porach Hani Bar Lugufe. Now this over here, without making too much of an issue on over here, is. A little point. That's what I was married a little bit as when we read the Gemara, right? That when I read the Gemara, right, the pasuk says chinam ein kosev. To me, it sounds like ein kosev is pretty extra, right? So I would have not asked the question. Well, you need lugufe. Why you need lugufe? Right? Rashi references the Gemara in Kiddushin You really have to see that Gemara and what the Gemara is asking based on what the Gemara is asking
if
the question.
If we only had one lashon, we'd say it's not about Bulgaris, therefore it says two lashonos.
Okay, so you need to be a little more educated to ask this question. That's what a little bothered me. Rashi usually doesn't do that. Rashi only tells us if there's a question that, you know, even the novice, you know, it would be bothered by. Rashi tells us, you know, the Gemara asks the question. But if you have to be a Talmud Chacham in order to ask the question, you know, you have to have other pieces of knowledge, then usually Rashi wouldn't ask this over here. Okay, well, that's sufficient for now. Let's see. En kesef lo on zeh, zok Rashi, b'tseiso merushuso b'simone nairus. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. She's leaving the Odin b'simone nairus. Gafin b'kedushin, d'yetze b'simone mishtoikro. Right? Modern Kedushin learns that that's the Pasuk is referring to. That's the Yitzia. The limit is from the diik avol yesh kesef on nacher kishu yoytzis meshusoy. There's kes on nacher when that yitzia takes place. Umanu avzok rashi shein odin lebas yisrael elu lo aviho chutz mizeh shenim kruloi. The only two possible odins that could be, you have Omer Vriya, her odin, she's leaving now, and the pasuk is contrasting to a different odin. What could that possibly be? Shein odin lebas yisrael elu aviho. Elo Avihu. Right, so this also have to know where we come from. You know, is this coming from scratch, right?
Is the Baal an Adam?
What?
Is the Baal
an Adam? Okay. That, I mean, she definitely is Bershusay also concerning certain things. But what would that mean? That when she's Yotzei Mirshusay, right, the kesef goes to him. Okay, well, you don't really have the background in that. But I hear your ha'ora that Rashi's making it as if, like, you know, we're trying to find the odin acher. So Rashi, well, there is nothing else except for this. Maybe there is something else. There might be other reasons why you don't want to talk about that odin. But just to say, like, you know, like there doesn't exist another odin, no one who has control. Right, l'chayra there does. Okay, I hear the ha'ora. I hear the order. Akoponim, let's see. Zot the Gemara. Okay, we're up to the Gemara. Ve'em ledido. Yeah, ve'em ledido. Asks the Gemara the question. Em ledido, that maybe the Kesef Kedushin goes to her. Em ledido. So now, Avada, the Gemara right now is questioning whether we had the right to take out from this Joshua as much as we took out. Right? That's what the Gemara is doing. Of course, We knew what we were doing, right? And we were learning this drasha to tell us that, right? And like we saw, the ein kesef l'odin zeh v'yesh kesef l'odin acher, right? That is what the drasha is. Yesh kesef l'odin acher means that the av gets it. But the Gemara's question is that do you have the right to learn up that halacha also? There's something more fundamental that will use the slot of the yiter, and therefore you don't have the right for step number two. That's what the Gemara means. So Rashi, Beim Ledido, so Rashi, Ukro ki oso la'ashminan oso shehi niknes labal b'kedushe kesef. So Rashi, that Avada is a yitro over here, and we have to explain why the Torah is writing this posik. Is of the Gemara.
So we'd be learning more that there's no kesef by this yitzia, but there is kesef by another yitzia?
Right. Exactly like you said. So let's hear. Right? So the Gemara is saying that this is the source to Kiddushe Kesef. Now, if you want to know, like, what did the Gemara originally think? The Gemara originally thought that maybe we have a different source for Kiddushe Kesef, and that's why this halacha was the only halacha which could use the pasuk, or the Gemara originally thought that you could learn both, and the Gemara is questioning whether you could learn both. Right? It looks like from the Hemshecha Gemara, even like you know, the Umm is mentioning that before, we have other sources for the din of Kesef. Right, that seems
well,
to be maybe
Rashi, the first Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara said the Kesef Minalan. How do you know the Kesef goes to the father? He doesn't say how do you know Kesef works for Kedushin. The very first Rashi in the Gemara.
Right. So Kipshuta Rashi is talking about the chiddush of this Mishnah. This Mishnah definitely is going to talk about right, who goes to. This sugya, the way we have in Maseches Kubis, is not dealing with the Mishnah in
Kesef works as Kiddushin.
Right. But the sugya, I'm saying this, the sugya in Kiddushin, which has that preface and is really working with that, right? So you see from that sugya that we were dealing with the original halacha, so the mashmos of there would be, and that's the chiddush of the maskona of Gemara, that we know that we need this pasuk for kiddushi kesef, but we thought that the drasha would be able to tell me both aspects, and on that the Gemara is questioning whether you have the right to take out both, right? Do you have the right to go the step to say that there's kesef, and the kesef goes la'od nach or not? That's what Gemara right now is questioning. Now the Gemara at this point is saying thinks that we don't have the right to take out the second halacha, and therefore if emel dido. Now let's just hear what that means. Emel dido l'chayro is going right from the hemshach Gemara definitely would sound like that. I believe. That Emily don't mean, would mean on all accounts, right? That means that, again, no matter who's doing the Kiddushin, but it's Lidido, right? This is monies which came through her, and therefore she's the one who benefits from this money. What I mean to say is let me boy at on Naira. Let me buy if she does it herself, or let me buy if the Av does it for the Naira, but even a Ketana, right? Even a Ketana, L'chor the Moris at this point is saying that Emel Dido, right? You only find over here that Kedushin can make, that you can make a Kedushin with Kesef, but who pockets the money, right? That is a different issue.
Isn't there a concept Mashakana Ishakana Baila?
I don't know where that comes from. You have to find the source to that, and concerning what that refers to. Right. So let's first find the source, and then we'll see what its guidelines are. I think it's used a little freer, right, than really what it's limited to. Okay.
It's not the same as Master Khan every general.
Definitely not. Right, that's I think people relate one to the next, but it's definitely not the same idea. Let's see. Okay, so we're holding right now the Emel Dido, and Beikar, what we mean is therefore. So what we came to look for over here in this Mishnah that the Av is Akoy Bebita. In fact, I'm looking for a source. I don't see a source. Emel Dido, right? The pasuk doesn't discuss that over here. Emphatic more like this. Now the Gemara is first bringing in, right, this third aspect, or maybe we might be the second of the three, right? But we mentioned there's three things. First of all, that the idea that Kesef could create the transaction of Erisin. Then we have the issue over here is that who could make it, right? Does the father have the right to make it? And then the third issue is that who ends up with the kesef kiddushin, right?
The fourth thing is who's doing the maisa? Who's the kesef? He's doing the maisa, right? Bia, she's doing the maisa.
Okay, so that's right. That's part of the second idea, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now until now we didn't discuss this. That's what we said before. Till now, this was not the discussion because we had a direct maramokim that the Av gets the kesef when a kedushin is made. So it wasn't relevant, who makes it. But now that the Gemara is questioning whether our source is a source that the Av gets the kesef kedushin, so it's talking about as follows. Hashtag, we are makabo kiddushel, the sivis beaten sadly shazeh, e shokla kaspa.
Didn't the Gemara previously say as being in Satanisha that it's talking about where the father was in the Kaddish daughter while she was a Kitana?
Well, I mean, that might be the next line in the Gemara. Right? A Gemara like that?
Oh, this is the Gemara.
Remember.
This is the Gemara. My mind. Okay,
all right. Okay. You're a little ahead of yourself. Very good. but let's hear the Gemara. Let's hear the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara brings in a new point. The Gemara says that, one second, Hashto, that an Av could be Mekadosh's Bas. Now it's now finding a source for the halacha that an Av could be Mekadosh Bitoy. Right, which is like the point that we say also in the Rashi, being a Yetishtar and Bia, those kind of things, that he could be the one who's creating this. So the part that was the source that Aspiti Nasatli Shazer, right? That's the source that an Av is the one, he could be Mekadosh Bitoy. He could,
the Baal Dover. He's the one that the husband has to deal with to marry this girl.
Right, upon him, he has the jurisdiction to do it, right? Right. We're just leaving it open that side that maybe she could do it herself if she's an Ira, right? Akoponim. But let's hear the Gemara. So Zot Gemara that we know that he could be Mekadeshit. Zot the Gemara v'ihi tishko kaspo.
So if we know that
what ishoko kaspo. Let's just hear the Gemara. Let's just hear what Gemara says for a second. So the Gemara is saying, Gemara is saying a svor, right? That if the Av is the one who's making the Kiddushin, the Hainu, he's the one who's accepting it, and it's his Das which is creating this Kiddushin, so Zok the Gemara, there's no reason for one to think that she should get the Kesef. It's a Svor, that Avad, if he's making it, then he gets the Kesef. One second. So before we think about this Svor, just see here what we're saying now. So if we want to know what the source is, so what just happened over here? So it would seem like that we just changed our plans over here, right? Want to know, how do you know that an Av gets the Kesef Kiddushin? So on that thing, more brought us a new source that he's Mekadisher. If he's Mekadisher, the Sfar is that if he's Mekadisher, then he should get the one. Is it relevant anymore? Anything? This first drasha is like a chazor over here in the Gemara. Should there be like an Ella in the Gemara? As what we mentioned before, is that relevant anymore for our discussion here?
We don't need it anymore. That's first discussion, right?
Okay. I mean, he's not so much asking the context of the Gemara. He's asking more globally, right? That it's not necessary at all, right? Where Tosis is coming, he's already bringing other drushes. You know, in our Gemara, it's a little hard because the previous Gemara is Kasha, right? When the Gemara asked Emeli Dido. So, like Rashi spoke out, so it's extra pasuk over here. So the answer was, it's coming for the ikir kich. Now, once you're bringing in kiyikach, then the whole Gemara before the kasha, not a kasha, right? So Taisa is not asking it the way we're asking. We're asking it in the context of our Gemara. Just does the Gemara really mean to be chayzer? It doesn't sound so much like the Gemara is being chayzer over here, right? Okay, all right. That's just what do you think?
The Gemara is not saying it was initially asking, how do we know that the kesef goes to the father?
Right.
It brought the pasuk of ein kesef, and then we said no. From that, we learned that that there's a Kenyan kesef, but we still don't learn that it's from the father. And to that, the answer it says, you're right. The pasuk teaches us that there's a Kenyan kesef, but Svar would tell you that there's a Kenyan kesef and the father is the one that makes it. So therefore, Mistaber, he's the one that gets the kesef.
Okay. So Shlomo is saying over here that in a Hanami, you know, as far as the halacha that we're focusing on, something coming from over here, but there's something more basic that you need to know. You gotta need to know, even though that's sort of like a given. That's not Maseches Subas, that's really Maseches Kiddushin, right? But in the discussion of Kesef Kiddushin goes to the Av, so the Gemara is bringing the source to that. Okay, like I was saying, in the Sugya and Kiddushin, that definitely is happening. In our Sugya, right, it's not so much the focus. That is an important point at the point when the Gemara asks of Emily Dido, which is remaining, because we need to know, you know, what's that possibly coming for if it's not coming to tell me that Kesef is to the Odin. Okay, we could work with that.
There's a Maram shift on why he doesn't say the word Ella.
Yeah.
Lo kasva gemara lashon Ella kivan she'ina limud hakodem nitcha legamri sharei hu adayin nitzach lilmod lalamed shemol kinyan kesef v'kedusha.
Very good. This is Maram what Shlomo said. Very good. Very good.
Maram
shift. All right. So even though concerning what we wanted to get from it, the Gemara really is being chayzer, but since we still need that limud, you know, to have the fundamental idea that Isha is nixis means kesef, so that's why there's no elo, because it's not a total chazor. We still need what we have before, even though it's not addressing directly what we're looking for. Okay, very good. Okay, now let's hear over here. The Iker Svara. What's the Iker Svara that the Gemara is saying? Right? Oh, it's very late. I'm sorry. Okay, let's try to land over here. Okay, the Iker Svara that the Gemara says. Right? How do we understand what this Svara is? Right? Zot the Gemara. It seems to be like a Zedover Posh. It's a Svara that the one who makes the transaction, Avada, the money should end up by him.
I think it's more than that.
Okay, let's hear.
I think it's when the Torah says it's beaten, it's not beaten, the Torah gave the father a power. For what right does the Torah give him the power if he can't even keep the money that he can do it?
No, I mean, that asking like that wouldn't bother us, because the power is to create the transaction. That's definitely the Iker power. You know, the fact that he could keep the pruta or not, that's not really the focal point of what it is, right? It's beaten inside the Mishnah there, right? I mean, there are probably better ways of making money than right? Than marrying off his daughter, right? So, the power over here that's being exercised is the bailus that he could be the one who could create this transaction. He can make his daughter into a mukudeshes, right? That's what I would think. So Michael, what do you say? Right? What's the svara over here? What's the logic that the Gemara is saying that if he's making the transaction, so definitely the monies which involve should go to him?
I guess the way I understood it is that the money, it's like when she works, the money's handed over to her, the boss pays her, and the money's hers. Now the father has a bailus in her goof that now she has to hand over the money to him. The baal doesn't, but the employer doesn't pay the money to the father directly. So it's like a two-step process. But
so see, I would stop you right there, and I would ask you that is this definitely so? Or this is some rice that you have in your back pocket and you just don't want to be married right now.
Oh.
But
okay, I guess that was the way that I was understanding it. So that meaning, but it doesn't. You don't see anywhere that it goes the other way. That when the father gets the money in, you don't ever see a situation where he has to hand over money to his daughter. She doesn't have a bailus on him to force him to hand over money. That's the way I understood it, but that doesn't mean I'm understanding it right. It's just the way I understood it.
No, you're right. But maybe we talk to get a little closer over here, right? And I think it's a point that maybe that's what you're understanding over here. What taka, this the Emily Dido. This the Emily Dido. Right, so let's go one step before and let's hear what's happening in this Ma'aseh Kedushin, in the acceptance of the Kesef Kedushin. Let's talk about, this maybe it could be a shaila about this. But let's step back in a transaction of a sale, let's say, right? In a sale of an item, right? If you hold right that kesef, a type of item that kesef is koine, is character, or if you hold, you know, that entitlement is koine, right? So how does that work? So I think the posture understanding of that, even though is that there is a shayla about everything, but I think the posture understanding of Kinyan Kesef, the way it works is things start by the intake of the other party by taking in something, right? So the fact that he took in something, that's what creates the obligation to compensate what he took in.
Almost like a
Khalifa. Okay, right. Like a Mashiach, or a Abba. See, Kinyan Mashiach is a little bit different. Let's talk Kesef and Khalifa idea, right? Okay. What I mean to say is that Pashas, that's what Kesef is.
Push it back to you, the other thing.
No, because I have something of yours, right? So that intrinsically creates this obligation, and more of an obligation. It creates a payment. It gets it rolling. That's what it is, right? And if I took it in, I'll das that.
You
right?
In the money.
Yeah.
The money.
Right.
No.
And you're giving over something worth $1,000.
So it doesn't necessarily. It doesn't necessarily have to match, right? Exactly what it is. That's taka also part of such a shayla. Kesef Kinyan, you know, Kesef Shiva, for Akapon, but the idea over here is there's an obligation, and the das will play a role in what will be that payment, right, for what you took in.
You're saying there's a Kinyan that's mechayev a payment. Is that the way you're understanding?
Mm-hmm. That's how Kinyanim work, right? You know, there's a Kinyan, the buyer.
Well, the question is this, because does the giving over of, I mean, there's a question, is Kesef Kone? Does the giving over of Kesef affect the Kinyan itself?
So I'm going that it does work, and I'm trying to explain how it works. Right? Kesef is Kone. Whatever it is, whether it's Katron, Talmud, definitely, there's such a thing as Kesef being Kone, right? Somewhere, something. Right?
Okay, so you're going in that sheet.
I'm talking about when Kesef, I'm just using that as an example. Okay. Right? And the way it works is, see, so it all starts with this, that you took something in. You have something of mine. Right? I'm at loss because my
pruta. What is that something?
The pruta.
The money.
Yeah,
okay, you took my money.
Right? So that's what gets things rolling. Now, you know, no, we're not stealing over here, right? So we're doing this with the intention that we should get a kiss. So just explain the mechanics. How does it work? You know, why is that different if I knock on the table? Nothing happens. Why is it when I take this? Right? So once the Torah sets up that there's such a thing, so the understanding of how things work work like that. So now if that's so, that means that in order for a Kinyan Kesef to work, the receiver has to become the owner of the Kesef, right? That's how he's taking it in. Now it's mine, right? And you know that's and now the compensation in whatever way and form is, right? That's the Kinyan, right? To compensate. Right?
You can't give money to Reuven and have Shimon be matched his item.
Okay, I wouldn't say that so fast.
It's not working to the standard Kesef.
Okay, whatever. We'll see.
I think bundled into this whole discussion, right, what the Rav mentioned before, if the Nara initiates the Kedushin, who's kona the money? So does this svara that the Gemara gives here, does that apply also in that case?
So Pashas it doesn't, right? It's a good point. Pashas it doesn't.
I don't understand what he said.
Right? We wanted to get to there, but right.
What is it?
See, he went off a little bit, but just case, so we'll just try to put this, you know, in parentheses. Obviously, we shouldn't lose the train. He's discussing the ikas svaras hagemora. The gemora now seems to say that this debt that Av gets it because he made the transaction. He made the transaction, so it follows that he gets it, right? Whatever the svara is. So he's just talking just to the calculations over here. But what about if she makes the transaction, right? If she could and if she does make the transaction, so is this svara applicable that the father should get it? L'chor not. Mm-hmm. Right, that's a point. Right, that's a point. Right, so it, and that's what we meant to be mad.
Isn't that what the Gemara is going to ask?
The Gemara doesn't really ask this, right? But I think this is really what we stressed before, that we said that the Mishnah Kibshute sounds like in all situations the Av gets it, right? And at this point of the Gemara, I think this is a good point that you're mentioning, that if this is the basis to that, it's not going to explain that. So either we still need to explain something else, or we're going to have to adjust what the Mishnah is saying according to this. But
isn't the Emel Lidita asking that? The Emel Lidita, maybe it's going to her.
Yeah, well, Emel Lidita is contesting the whole halacha of the Mishnah. Hmm. So the Gemara answers that by saying, this is the answer, this is the explanation of the Mishnah. Right? Hmm. So now he's pointing out that this explanation L'chayla doesn't talk. Okay, we'll see. We're not going to have any time to discuss past how it could be. But most revision, it looks like it doesn't address that case, and therefore, you know, that case won't be true, right? If this is the svar, right? Now I'm saying this. Now we're discussing the actual svar itself. So what we're just trying to give over maybe a way of understanding what the svara is, and what we're saying over here is, and this I think has to do with Michael, but we're just a step before what Michael was coming in, right? And what we're saying is that if the understanding of the way Kesef works is the fundamental mechanics of a Kenyan Kesef is the fact that someone takes in, he becomes the owner of the kesef, right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. So how is it possible that he's making the transaction, he's taking in the kesef, he's getting the kesef to start working, that has to become his, right? LMI, you want to say that, well, after it comes to me, you have to forward it to her. This is where you come in. And there's never such a halacha that something that which became the av, he has to give to his daughter, right? The only possibility to that might have been that maybe if you view the kesef differently, if you view that it's just a mere maisa ba'alma without becoming his, okay, that possibly, you know, it never became anyone, so maybe that goes to her. But maybe what the Gemara is saying is, Gemara understands for Dava Pashut that the Kinyan Kesef is done in this way, and once that's so if in order to facilitate the actual Kinyan Kesef, that's how it works. That's how Kesef works. That it becomes his. So then, Shannon, why should you give it to her? Right? That's possibly what the Gemara is. What do you have over there?
It says that you should see the Gemara Kedushin Gimel Beis Diver Maskel Ihi in Rashi. You see the Rashi Ihi?
Okay. Yeah. So Rashi says something over here, maybe which is what Elio was saying. Efshe shalchinam zikeyu akosel bekabolas kidusheo. Now, which means like this, right? This is what I was asking you on Svara on this. Okay, you show me a Rashi. Right, so Rashi says it, but it doesn't become more understandable. Maybe it'll just help us work harder to understand it. It's a Rashi, right? But this Rashi says, like Rabbi Yo was saying, that the pasuk is beitin asaklish there, as if to say that the Torah gave him a power. If he couldn't keep it, you know, what does he have from it? Right, that's what it would sound like from over here, right? So Rashi says, I'll repeat the Rashi. Just Rashi says, is it possible that achinum, he's not gaining anything with this, right? That's how Rashi explains what this svaras hagemara is. as biti nosatim. So what does he have from this? Now, according to this, then this might even apply to a case that even if she will be mekadesh herself, because we're not so much talking about in the transaction, we're talking about the Torah wants to give him, right? What is he gaining with this halacha of beating tzatzos there? The Torah wants him to have the compensation. He wants to have the money of the kedushin. So you know, maybe that'll be always according to that.
Well, we had a question before whether he's like a shaliach or whether he's the bal dover. We said Pashut is the bal dover.
Right.
So maybe you would have had a havamina to say that the Torah made him like an automatic shaliach. If he would be an automatic shaliach, then he would have to hand over the money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Rashi's coming to say that the Torah kind of... the question would be, why wouldn't the Torah do it that
saying
way?
Something,
he
something.
Seems to be saying, Pashut, the Torah wouldn't do it that way. Because he wouldn't give him this power
regardless.
To do it unless he could keep the money.
Yeah. Well, however it works, right? That's what it sounds like. The Torah, it's Pashut. Yeah. I don't really understand what this svara is. Why b'chia achinam? I have to think about that a little bit more. But Rashi definitely is saying something other, a different way than we were heading. Now called Poland. All right, okay. I think unfortunately we'll have to break right over here. But Baruch Hashem, we had the chance really to delve deeply over here. Baruch Hashem, I think the Ilum is really getting good practice. You know, with the oxygen long dives over here. Baruch Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, we're doing good. Subset Bishmai, everyone should be able to continue on. Right, this suya over here, get the shlemus ha'inyan, the derises, the rabbonons, right? Av and Baal, at the full sugi as much as we can get this time around.
Okay, two things.